The Blind Spot.
Can you see it?
What do you see?
Blind Spot at kaya959.co.za.
Uncle T, my husband has this one friend who always makes irritating comments under my husband's Instagram posts, but only when I'm in the picture. Things like, you finally let him outside. Careful, bro, she's watching you. Or, my guy has been captured. It's always these little jokes that feel disrespectful, like he's mocking me and our marriage. I've told my husband several times that those comments make me uncomfortable, but he always dismisses them. That boy's just messing around. 2 weeks ago, we went to a wedding, and that same friend was there. After a few drinks and seeing him act like nothing was wrong, I finally confronted him. But calmly so, I told him I'm not his friend. And I don't appreciate those comments. He actually apologized sincerely, but my husband, he was furious. He said I embarrassed him and that was his battle if he needed to fight. I should have kept quiet. Since then, he's been cold, barely talking to me, and even said I should apologize, which I refused. Because I don't think I did anything wrong. I was respectful. I didn't create drama at the wedding and I addressed the behavior that my husband kept brushing off. Now I'm stuck. I want peace at home, but I also don't want to accept disrespect to keep other people comfortable. And honestly, Uncle T, what hurts the most is that my husband seems more upset with me for speaking up than he ever was with his friend for their behavior. How does one set healthy boundaries with their partner's friends without shaking the marriage? Did I cross the line?
Did she?
Brady, I have a feeling that the husband has made the wife out to be the witch, you know, or the bad cop, or whenever he doesn't want to, or when he doesn't feel like doing stuff with the boys, we use the wife as an excuse. That's why I was so offended. The wife is our different, because I really don't understand. I would understand the friends are teasing him on the side where the wife doesn't even see. Matter to make public posts and expect the wife to just sit back and not do anything, or whatever. But I really, really have a strong feeling that this guy is using his wife as an excuse not to do stuff with the boys, which is wrong.
Was it her place, though?
My sister, umfethu lo uye otshela abafethu ukuthi captured. So abafethu ngoba abanakwa abana sifuba bayakhuluma. Yingakho manje lo akwada ngoba vele lento leyo vele iqiniso. So wena manje mayu addressa nganaye, so that is why akwada. Ngoba mina ngabukotela umngane wakhe, mara ukwatela umuntu okukuthi uwarit and u concern ngento eshiwa abangani bakhe. So that's why I quatela wena, because of vele u feel a captured.
Claire?
But Yakaratoka Yine is the guy. He's more interested in his reputation than the well being of his wife. And usually when that happens in marriages, it's a red flag and cause for concern. And I'd suggest Khore by marriage counseling, because you've voiced it out. We've voiced it several times. So there's miscommunication somewhere, somehow. So they need to find common ground and actually just find a way forward to go through the impasse. But yeah, it's the boyfriend. He's more interested in his reputation than the well-being of his wife.
Baile?
Why do I get a feeling your husband that we need him to be sent to sitting all along? That's why Anasa Honor, I addressed that issue. Why our quartet are we addressing seven? Because it's wrong. It is totally wrong. We're in the right to our way address. Which are an night have a lunch? To send that one, we need to be somebody else.
I think she crossed the line. I think she should have been firm with the husband to approach the friend and made sure that the other's husband understood that she really didn't like it. Because now, obviously, after having approached or confronted the friend, the husband and the friend will then go and discuss the whole confrontation. And it basically undermines the husband's integrity, especially with friends. Men talk, and the friend is basically going to go to other friends as well. That's what I think, and say the same thing.
Why is it going on? Even Gilev Hilagri says, "Aye, sister, you became exactly the person they think you are or see of you, right? If I'm a gents, look at you and see you as someone who's controlling umjita. Jiggy jiggy, you are confronting that friend, telling them, ditabazabon. Eh? You can imagine what else they're going to say. The day they're sitting there and then you're calling, but hey, my brother, Mantua is calling.
My sister, unfollow the husband. I get it, the husband does not also want to lose his friend. They are buddies, they've been buddies. The husband sees nothing wrong. The reason why you are upset today is because you can see what gets commented on the husband's Instagram account. So since the account on the Instagram, it's not yours, will it be hard to unfollow and then still take the issue further? Discuss it, sit down the husband, tell him that you ended up unfollowing him because of those friends. So if he keeps such friends, then he also needs to be careful. But you also, my sister, your blind spot, today you are angry because of the husband's Instagram account. I mean, the account is not yours on social media. Maybe let's correct that first.
H, the answer is yes, you did cross the line. But anyway, what do you say? JJ, what do you say?
Crossed what line? She drew the line.
She drew the line?
Yeah. Just because you're my husband's friend, I can't tell you that. How?
On whose Instagram post?
No, but still. Because she doesn't talk about the Instagram post only. She says this is an ongoing behavior, which means he feels okay to do it. And if my husband is not doing it, because now he's upset. I mean, healthy boundaries don't shake a relationship. This reactions, like as withdrawal and keeping quiet, that's what shakes the relationship. If he's not going to do it, I'm going to tell his friend, stop. Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Kinelo?
I do feel like she did cross a line. Because the problem here is not the friend. The problem is the husband. If you're talking to your husband and you're telling your husband that I'm not happy about certain things and he doesn't take action, the problem is with him. He doesn't care about your feelings. He's not taking your feelings into consideration. But for you to now go speak directly to the friends, I don't think you shouldn't have done that. Problem imuntlung, and now he's upset. Like, why is he upset? Because I told you several times that deal with these people. But when and why is it that you're not taking my feelings into consideration?
Can I come in there quickly, Uncle T, before you say your thought? And I think he's upset because he's not used to her doing what she did, actually. And also, and I think she needed to ask him, why are you upset at your friend's ego being bruised than my own discomfort of what I'm telling you? That's the real issue here.
Also, I don't want to be around you guys ever. I don't want to be...
Let's paint it this way. She lacks boundaries herself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what do I mean? This is his Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
The friend keeps commenting there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the context, she says, this friend comments when she's in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
She addresses this with the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I normally say, when it comes to friends and family, let me handle it for you. Because I know the dynamics.
When you fail?
No, I didn't fail. I handled it my way. My way is not your way. Your timeline and my timeline and your timeline may not necessarily be the same. So, what about trust? You have told me how you feel. I'll handle it my way. Now you jumping that wall to go then and overreach and speak to my friend is like me overreaching to your friends and calling them out without you giving you the opportunity, the time, the chance to handle it, especially when I don't feel comfortable. That's number one. Number two, what you don't see as a blind spot, you see, you have actually confirmed what they see of you.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you are a bully.
Oh,
you are that woman who is controlling.
Okay,
and even now you are coming across as a controlling person.
I see. Because they
so now he must now defend you. So now you have added to his load.
Yeah, you've proven them right.
You have proven them right.
I see.
So now this thing is no longer in the bedroom now. Now it's public relations. Had you waited, now you could have actually maybe another post, yeah, that wedding could have happened. And this friend this time comes back and says, I am out of these two. They're my live again couple goals.
But you know what my issue is, Uncle Tine? At no point did the husband say, I'll handle this.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And therefore, that doesn't assure me. That makes me feel like you're not going to do anything about it. Had he said to me, babe, I get where you're coming from. Mm. But that thing of just saying, it's a guy thing. Yeah. That doesn't give me any assurity.
Yeah, but that doesn't also give you the license to then approach.
No, that I agree. I genuinely don't think she should have done that. It just, it's very wrong. In a little crest, it's distasteful.
But she said
Let me tell you what happens, Kumachiteng. Emasculation, as you know it, is a big issue.
Oh,
it's worse when your friends think that way about you and your relationship.
Okay.
Now, actually, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm losing my street cred?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of an Instagram post?
Yeah,
you're losing it. Come on.
But Ugai apologized. It shows that he knows there was something to apologize for, because she approached him calmly. She does say, I spoke to him calmly at the function. I get it, the guy was doing nothing.
You can't be player and referee. How do we know you are calm?
If my husband's sleeping,
when Pella, you're calm, Kinelo is one of the loudest person in the office.
Yeah.
You'll think she's like basically throwing a toy. How do you know she's having fun?
It's a talking. Thing.
No, she's talking and everything. So, she comes back and says, I was calm. Wait a minute, Kinelo. Yeah. Me as your colleague, I can tell you if you were calm.
Also, we can't say you were calm because already this was piling up. You had already been bottling this thing.
Exactly.
So she exploded. I didn't think
who knows what your face was doing.
Remember, we deal with what we have. We're working with what we have. We cannot make assumptions that she wasn't. She was calm, nearly calm, and told him.
It's also her side of the story.
Yeah, the husband must just, this is the problem now. We're enabling this behavior. He's in a marriage. They're married. You're married. You always talk about leave and cleave. The first priority is the wife. And how is the wife feeling? Before your friends that have their egos, now you're feeling majita. It's a majita thing. No, fix your home. No.
You sound like a pothole.
Wow. Traffic lady.
Yes. Something that we've been talking about, even off air, myself, JJ, and Mahuma, is amazing how the things we say when we are with friends that gives them an insight in terms of the tensions in the relationship. I wish this blind spot was sent by the guy himself, because I think as a man, I would have been able to deal with him properly. But Anonymous is the one who sent it. Now we must address her, because blind spots are on both sides. Right, it's not only just on one side. And in the case here, Anonymous sending us this blind spot, you then realize at the backdrop, the chances are this guy, when he's with his friends, half feature fellow like, hey, but what does that mean? So you wouldn't be here if she didn't say yes. So you're not free, Muswell. Do you understand? So now they have this thing. Kinelo then uses another very interesting example. Says the same example can also apply. Let's say girls come to your house, and as a guy, you're sitting there, the wife just did her hair. Let's say when Zidi braids. And the girls are like, huh, I thought you were never going to do braids again. Oh, he allowed you. Oh, Batong, T, thank you for allowing her. They look so good on her. Oh, that a couple people talking like, how? Oh, Kimonstana. Good friends in Zao. You see, we let people in by the little things we said. And Mukhadi also alluded to this. So stop scapegoating, right, using your partner. Because that information is intel that they later use without them realizing that, they're spilling the beans in terms of the insights you gave them about what's going on in the relationship. You need to protect the sanctity of your relationship. Did she cross the line? Yes, she did. And she was impatient. She would have allowed him to handle it. And should he have delayed to handle it, then she would have easily had a case to say, okay, clearly you're not addressing this thing. Should I address it myself? Then he has no choice but to be in a corner. Thank you for sharing this. Because most of the time we don't talk about these things that we have to relate to in terms of how we manage friendships and our relationships. And you just did with this blind spot. Thank you. Email yours if you have one. blindspot@car959.co.za.
Blind spot, Kimuntati Wameo. Anyone who disrespects my wife, disrespects me. ntate a bone gore Thako o telela ena a telele mosadi wa gae o telela ena wa monyatsa mare the guy ga a bone ntho eo go na tsatsi le go tlo direga e nngwe e fetang e ke mo a tlo bonang gore damane wa mo telela a se tšhomi ntho eo a se tšhomi ke fail gote.
Prati, hi, she's Jajarach and she crossed the line. As friends, we are just talking everything as boys. So before we even have a wife, we had girlfriends. So we said almost everything in our own corners. Now social media is a public platform for everyone to see how we interact with each other. No. She is not a friend with a guy and she doesn't have to be bothered by such. She must just stay away from his social media handle because she's bargaining for more than what she will actually swallow. We don't do it like that. No. A o tsene felo go bagwera ba banna. Banna ba pota ka mogo ba potang ka gona. If wa gago a paletse go protector, you don't cross that line to go to the friend. Deal with your husband.
I understand why the husband is upset. You cross the line. You talk about boundaries. Wait, I'm going to go Instagram here. If you get offended of things that are happening in his and Instagram account, then you should leave that account and focus on your own. Because you are really busy. You can analyze that what's happening to friends. You are messing things up for him. And you're correct. He's not your friend. He is his friend. He's your husband's friend. And leave them alone. Talk about boundaries. Create that boundary. Leave the husband's social media accounts alone, especially if you get offended because of his friends. And yes, maybe then you should have addressed the issue with him. And if he still doesn't see anything wrong with him, just leave him.
Prati, there is a point here. It's not her place to address this, such matters. But my concern here is, let's hypothetically say, had this been happening in person, how would she have gone about addressing it? Because clearly, we can't dismiss the fact that she's actually hurting. She doesn't like what she's hearing. And therefore somebody has to deal with it. And the husband doesn't seem to actually taking heed of her feelings. And therefore she needed to address that, irrespective of which channel does it happen. Like I said, had it happened in person, would we have expected her not to address it? Because, I mean, it's been mentioned in passing, but it is directly addressed to her, although it comes across as if it's a joke. But actually, it is addressed to her.
I think the lady's biggest issue was how to articulate this thing or how to handle it. To start with a sentence by saying, you're not my friend or I'm not your friend, already points to a fight, conflict. That had nothing to do with what she wanted to communicate. She could have just gone straight and said, look, I don't appreciate the comments that you make in our pictures. And this is why I feel not happy with them, and leave it at that.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.